My name is Margaret Duncan, and I'm from a place called Europanga Nianuka, but we're staying in Catherine. I'm doing basket weaving, teaching the ladies here at Kananara about how to make basket, and these are the basket that showing them what color we use and where they come from. Mainly it's natural from the bush roots and bark or leaf, or sometimes we dig at the roots, you know.
I can see over here beside you a huge pile of pandanus, which is very spiky when it's like this, but you do a lot of work and prepare it to become the textures and the textiles for this basket weaving, don't you?
We strip it, we get the...
I just made one, you should come earlier, see how...
The inside part of the thing that grows up like this, that's where we pull them, the inside part. Then we take it back home and strip the pandanus, and then we strip it again, and then we dry it, let them dry like this, and then later we color them with all different colors that we have.
And how have you been able to get these gorgeous colors from the bush roots and plants?
We sometimes use Marika to go up to Pine Creek. We get them colors up there. Or sometimes we use the color around from Catherine and that bush, Baronga Road. Yeah, we go up there to sometimes get colors. These ones are roots and bark. Yeah.
And from the flower as well, you know. When it's flowering and get bold.
Boiling up parts of the flowers and then putting it through the pandanus. It's beautiful. I love the skill. Who taught you basket weaving?
We were both taught, me and Dorcas were both taught from our mum. Our mum, they used to work together at the station at Europanga, and during the weekend or we used to go out and they used to show us all the different kinds of things to do. And this was one of them. So when we left school, women departed each other, but later on, when we become grandmother, we found each other, and here we are together again, doing the things together.
And it's wonderful to be able to share the skill that you learned from your mother with other women and pass on that great knowledge and artistic skill. It's really enjoyable.
As I was coming into Kananara, we seen there's a lot of good pandanus, and we said, that's good. If we teach the ladies, we'll go show them how to pull the pandanus and how to strip them, and they'll probably we'll give them ideas and information, and that they can go later, because we won't have time. Maybe later they'll go and look for their own colors if they can find it around in the community, using their own colors.
You have to have very nimble fingers, don't you, to do the delicate work. There's a lot of weaving and pulling, and it's easy for a wonky basket to be created if you're not careful.
Yeah, you have to be very careful and practice, do a lot of practicing. Even if you try to do it and then you muck it up, start again and do it again. That's the only way you can get going somewhere.